And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks, presented by the Ford F-Series. DJ Bucky here, and this is our Super Bowl preview show.
Big-time show, big-time game. I'm excited to get it started.
Yeah, we have a lot coming your way. Going to take a deep dive into the matchup between the Eagles and the Patriots. Super Bowl title on the line. But before we get to that, Buck, I want to let the folks at home know, NFL.com/MTS video is your home for all the Move the Sticks video content. We've got a new mock draft up, which is a, what do we call this, a cover two mock?
Cover two, Noah's Ark, 2x2.
Yeah, 2x2. It's a little different way of doing it, but I think you'll enjoy that. Check that out, NFL.com/MTS video. You can also check that out on NFL Now. What's coming up on this episode, Buck? Give the folks a little preview.
Well, come on, man. What can be a big game without a tail of the tape? We're going to talk about our X factors, and then we will get into the predictions.
Yeah, some predictions on a lot of different factors in this contest. Let's jump in, though, with the tail of the tape. And to me, this kind of separated into two things. You got the undercard, and then you got the main event. For me, the undercard is going to be this Philadelphia Eagles offense squaring off against the Patriots defense. We're going to spend a little more time talking on the other matchup, but this one, when you look at it side by side, what jumps out to you, Buck, about this Eagles offense against this Pats defense?
The Eagles offense is explosive. They specialize in really making big plays. They do a great job of putting the ball in the paint. And so if you're in offense and you're looking at the way the Patriots defense is constructed, they allow you to go from 20 to 20. But can you punch the ball in the red zone? You see the Pats defense fifth in scoring defense. The Eagles are third. Ultimately, whoever wins in the red zone is going to be the team that walks away with a trophy.
I also look third downs, the Eagles offense eighth, the Patriots defense 21st. Now, you mentioned that a lot of that's between the 20s, and they buckle down when you get down in the red zone. That fourth red zone defense against the Eagles, number one red zone offense.
Yep.
That'll be fun to watch there. All right, let's flip it over now. This is the main event. This is why I think everybody's looking forward to tuning
Absolutely.
In and watching this contest. And that's the Philadelphia Eagles defense charged with trying to stop Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, who, let's be honest, will be playing in this game,
yep,
and that prolific Patriots offense. So what jumps out at you when you look at that board?
I mean, obviously, it's the Patriots' number one ranked offense. They do a great job moving the ball up and down the field. They score. They don't settle for threes. They get sevens. The passing offense, Tom Brady, they're more than willing to put it in his hands and allow him to do work. And when you look at the Eagles, number one ranked rush defense, this is a game that tells me that the Patriots are going to throw it 50-plus times, and they're going to see if the Eagles can cover.
How about when you look at turnovers, the Patriots second best when you look at their offense and fewest turnovers. Then you look at the Eagles' defense, they're the fourth best at generating turnovers. So
yep,
protecting the football and trying to take it away will be huge in this one. That's going to be the main event, watching that defense of the Eagles try and slow down Tom Brady and that offense. But when we look at the Eagles' offense, obviously no Carson Wentz, he's gone, but Nick Foles has been more than adequate when he's filled in for him, Buck, and got them on a little bit of a run, which got me thinking. 2013, the big year for Nick Foles. What was it, 27 touchdowns, two 20, picks?
Two picks, yes.
Chip Kelly's first year there. So I decided this week, let me jump back into some 2013 tape and see if I can see some things that carry over and what we're seeing from this version of Nick Foles in 2017. This is all going to be from that Raiders game where he had all those touchdown passes. Start with a 3x1 formation here. Nick Foles knows he's got a one-on-one at the top, going to hold the middle safety with his eyes to keep him from helping, and then take advantage of your one-on-one matchup. Give him a chance. Ooh. Riley Cooper goes and makes a play. So you saw the eyes and the touch there. Now you're going to see him being able to read and dissect this defense. Got some post-snap movement here from the safeties. Little run action. Still see a lot of that right now. Now he's going to be able to use his eyes again. Hold the safety. Saw that whole player. Took away what he had underneath, and now he knows he's got a big shot over the top. By the way, this might be Riley Cooper's only good game of his career.
This is game.
Yeah, hit him with the post over the top. And now you're going to see the pocket movement, which is something we've definitely seen carry over into his recent run. Look, get a little inside pressure, climb up, keep your eyes up, keep the play alive, and be able to get a nice completion there to DeSean Jackson. You saw him against the Minnesota Vikings on several occasions, be able to maneuver inside a kind of a muddy pocket, mm-hmm, and be able to capitalize here down the field to Alshon Jeffrey. Did it several other times in that game as well. So to me, I look at the eyes, I look at the touch, and I look at the pocket movement. Things we saw in the 2013 version of Nick Foles, man, we are seeing again here in 2017 as you look at the numbers.
Yeah, I think the big thing when you look at Nick Foles and what he has been able to accomplish, I don't think it's any coincidence that Doug Peterson went back during the bye week and he went to the film and he said, you know what? I'm going to go and do a lot of the stuff that he did in 2013. I'm going to put him back in his comfort zone. He has been outstanding in the postseason since they did that. Coming into this Super Bowl, they need him to play at a high level. Do they need him to necessarily carry the team like he did in the championship game? maybe not. But I do believe they need him to play at a high rate. The one thing that isn't told on that, his RPO game. What the Eagles have been able to do with the run-pass option is really put him in a comfort zone. If they continue to have a lot of success with that, and the Patriots have struggled against that aspect, it could help Nick Foles get into a groove, could allow them to attack later in the game.
One other thing I want to point out there, from 2013 to 2017, the biggest change from Nick Foles, apparently had a good barber. He got a much better haircut in 2017 than he had in 2013.
You get a little older, a little more mature.
Bit of the flop going, a little bit of the floppy hair.
Go away from supercuts to go into a real salon.
Yeah, he tightened that up. It looks good there. Looking good there, Foles. All right, let's get to the X factors in this game. A couple different things we want to hit through here. Let's go with the Eagles offense X factor. I'll lead us off. How about Corey Clement, the forgotten running back for the Philadelphia Eagles? We spend so much time talking about LeGarrette Blount and Jay Ajayi. We forget, I believe, we've been talking about this all year, we think he's the most talented running back they have. He's got more juice. He's got more burst. I think getting to the edges in this game, especially some of those RPOs, getting to the perimeter against this Patriots defense, I think that's where you can get him, and I think Corey Clement will be a big part of that.
This team averages over 130 rushing yards per game, second in the National Football, third National Football League. They do a great job of using a trio of backs to get it done. He keep be the X factor, because you're going to think about, we got to stop LeGarrette Blount. We have to get after Jay Ajayi. Corey Clement could come in and be the change of pace guy that changes it.
Also, the screen game. He's been excellent in the screen game, catching the ball out of the backfield. All right, who do you say is X factor for the Eagles?
I'm saying Alshon Jeffery, the big-bodied receiver, has been a huge X factor because Nick Foles is very, very comfortable and confident throwing balls his way. Also, the size factor. He'll probably face Stephon Gilmore. Still will tower over him. Some of those 50-50 balls that he has been able to come down, look for him to put his imprint on this game. I think he could have a big game against the Patriots.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that one. He needs to come through big if the Eagles are going to get this done. When I go to the Patriots and their defense, the X factor, I go to Flowers. I think when you look at their team and you look at who you've got to defend against, and we talk about McCourty at the top of this defense, but Flowers coming off the edge, that's the one you have to account for as a pure pass rusher. He's their best guy. So to me, he's the big-time X factor in this game. Get to Nick Foles. Nick Foles can get a little bit loose with the ball, too. If you get home, maybe you punch one out. Could be a big turnover in this ball game. He's the X factor for the Patriots defense.
You know, I believe there's someone on that D-line along that front that is going to be an X factor, but I'm going to go with the old guy, James Harrison.
Oh.
I'm going to say the New England Patriots are kind of like the old Boston Celtics. They can squeeze just a little bit of juice out of the orange right before you discard it. James Harrison, we've seen him step up.
He had a couple stacks. Bill Walton?
In the post. Yeah, he's their old guy. He's the towel-waving guy, ML Carr, whoever you want to call him. He is that guy that comes in. Look, he's almost 40 years old. You're giving him an opportunity to play on a big stage. He was disgruntled with his time at Pittsburgh. Now he gets an opportunity to kind of stick it to him. I believe James Harrison could come up big. A sack or two for James Harrison.
All right, we get to the Patriots offensive X factor. I cheated. I didn't just do one. I'm going to go with their interior offensive line, center and both guards, because we've seen this Eagles defense, when they get rolling, a lot of it is because you got Fletcher Cox, Timmy Jernigan inside generating a ton of pressure. They can also, you'll see them loop some guys. You'll see Brandon Graham come looping around when they run some stunts. So this interior three has got to hold up. You look at the two Super Bowls they lost against the Giants. A big part of that was them getting pressure. Whooped inside. Remember Justin Tuck kicking inside, yep. Getting after Logan Mankins and company. That's going to be big for the Eagles defense. And so when I look at the Patriots offense, that interior three, not only be able to be firm, but you got to communicate. Make sure you don't have any free run-throughs.
Oh, you can't have any free run-throughs. And this is where the game could be won or lost for the Patriots and the Eagles. Fletcher Cox is a guy that can't be blocked by them. I know we're going to try and spread them out and try and tear them down, wear them down by being an up-tempo team. But if they can't block them, it's going to be tough. I think it's a huge X factor. But I'm going to go in the backfield and say the backfield guy that I'm saying is an X factor is Deion Lewis, the running back. I believe this running back by committee, any of these guys could emerge as the X factor. I'm going with Deion Lewis because he is so versatile and impactful for them, not only as a runner, but as a receiver. His ability to get to the edges, make plays on the perimeter, sets him apart from the other guys in the group. But also, he can catch the ball out the backfield. One of the reasons why I'm really excited about his prospects of having a big game in the Super Bowl.
All right, take me inside the tape here, Buck, when you look at Deion Lewis and this collection of running backs. So what jumps out to you when you study him?
The versatility and the way that they really exploit mismatches on the second level. Few teams have linebackers that can match up, and they do it with a lot of eye candy and window dressing. Here we see him in a dot position. A little fake reverse to Brandon Cooks. Everyone is aware of Brandon Cooks' speeds. So what they're going to do is everyone's going to flow. Got the fake handoff. Screen game. You have to hate Deion Lewis with a couple of blockers in front. Ends up being a big play. But this is what the Patriots really do. A lot of empty formation to start. See what you're in. We got man coverage. Oh, little shovel pass around the corner. Linebacker's too far behind. He beats him around the corner. The creativity from the New England Patriots combined with the versatility of their running backs is going to be problematic for the Philadelphia Eagles. If you play man, they know it. You play zone, they exploit it. Tough matchup for this defense and this defense coordinator, Jim Schwartz.
They're going to stretch you out, no question. All right, let's get over to the Eagles and their defense. X factor for me, when you look at the Patriots, I always look at who's going to have to match up with 87. And to me, I look at Malcolm Jenkins, who I think – we talked about Jalen Ramsey maybe getting an opportunity last week. I think Malcolm Jenkins, you can make a case he's the best equipped player in the league.
Absolutely.
To be able to deal with Gronk. He's a former corner coming out of Ohio State, played some corner early in his career. He can play the nickel. And he's got the strength to be able to force against the run. The problem is a lot of times you put a secondary player over Gronk, he's gonna whoop on him in the run game. They're going to say, okay, you want to put a secondary player, we're just going to run the football. Malcolm Jenkins can hold up against the run, though. So his versatility, I think, is huge in this matchup. To try and take away 87, but also be a force player in the alley against the run, I think he's got to have a big game.
Ideal safety. He's the ideal mold of the safeties that we want in the game. A former corner that makes the transition still gives you the cover skills that you want with the physicality that you also need. I'm going to go my X factor on defense, Michael Kendricks.
Ooh, nice.
I think Kendricks has to be a factor because when I look at the Philadelphia Eagles defense, their front line is stellar. Their secondary is pretty good. I think the Patriots have to figure out how to attack their second-level defenders. That means Michael Kendricks is going to have to cover. He's going to have to show up. He and Nigel Bradham, they both have to be big players. Kendricks, in space, dealing with Deion Lewis, Rex Burkhead, James White. How does he hold up when they put him out there in space on the outside? Can he hold his own? Because if he can't, we're going to see that over and over and over again. The pressure is on him and Bradham to hold up. Kendricks is my X factor. Bradham also is a bit of an X factor too.
Getting inside my brain. I've got a little something more on Kendricks a little bit later on in the show here. But right now, it's time for the O-Line of the Week presented by the Ford F-Series. This is our good buddy Sean O'Hara writes a piece every single week on NFL.com. You go to NFL.com/Ford, and he gives you his offensive line of the week. So this week, didn't have any games last week. We're not going to give it to a Pro Bowl.
No, the Pro Bowl doesn't count.
We're going to go with the best offensive line in the Super Bowl. Kind of a little preview here.
Okay.
And we both are in agreement on this one. It's the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles have committed a lot of resources to making sure that their offensive line is terrific. They do a great job of moving people off the ball. They can run it. You talk about a third-ranked running game, but their passing game is also tremendous, and they can score at will. A lot of that is due to their offensive line's ability to control the trenches.
Yeah, you look at their ability to run the ball, the athleticism. Look at Lane Johnson, be able to pull, get outside, get up to that second and third level. That's what you love. Kelce, the most mobile center in the league, in my
yes.
opinion, especially on poles. He does some unique stuff there. And then when you get to the pass game, I think you got to give Vitae a little credit there at left tackle, filling in for Peters. Some struggles early on. He's gotten more comfortable. He's been excellent. He's held up just fine. So I think run and pass, I give an edge there to the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, you want to play a little game called Most Likely?
Oh, I like that.
A little game we call Most Likely. Just going to go over some different scenarios and say what's most likely to happen. You ready?
All right, let's do it.
All right, first one, starting off a little bit of a negative tone here.
Negative Nancy.
That's right. Let's put a positive spin on it. Most likely to turn the ball over first.
What is the positive spin?
I'm working on that, but go ahead.
Okay, how about Jay Ajayi, running back for the Philadelphia Eagles? We saw him get a little nervous early in the postseason in the division round, put the ball on the ground early with a hit. He could be prone to lay it on the ground. If I'm going to bank on a guy turning it over, I'm going to say Jay Ajayi just because he's a little loose with the football, a little loose.
All right, all the reasons you said, I'm with you. I share the same thing. I'm going to go with Jay Ajayi. But now you want to see me spin it positive here. This is not – we're not saying it's going to happen. Most likely. It might not happen.
It could happen.
It might, but it might not.
Okay.
So that's my positive spin. All right, most likely to score first. Now, this is positive. This makes you feel good here. Most likely to score first. Oh, I get to go first?
Oh, yeah, go first.
I got to go with the Patriots. They
haven't scored. They don't score first.
The Patriots are going to come out ready to roll in this game. I think when you look at the nerves in this game, Patriots don't have any nerves. Tom Brady's in this game for the 100th time. So they're going to be settled in a little bit early. I think there'll be an adjustment period for Nick Foles and the Eagles. I think you'll see them find their footing. But I think in terms of scoring first, I go with Tom Terrific.
Wow. Man. Just going against the odds.
I'm just saying. I think they're going to find some
rhythm here. I'm going with the Eagles. I believe Doug Peterson and Frank Reich and those guys are going to have a great script for Nick Foles to come out the gate white hot. We've seen teams kind of jump on the Patriots early, but then they bring them back. I think the Eagles are not an exception. I think they can go right to them. I'm looking first play, first drive. I think they have some explosive plays. I think they find a way to make it happen. Look for them to get up on the board early.
So are you just using that old stat about how they haven't got anything going,
the
Patriots in Super Bowls?
They haven't.
This is different.
What's different about it?
That's different.
I mean, they haven't been nervous in those other Super Bowls, and they still can't score.
I feel good about them. Hmm. A little thing in the old gut right here.
Oh, okay.
Going with the Patriots to score first. All right, here we got next here. Player most likely to have the biggest play. So we're just talking about big play. To me, this guy gets opportunities each and every week. Whether or not he finishes it is the deal. But I'm going to go Torrey Smith. They're going to take some deep shots early to him. They like to stretch you out a little bit. Torrey Smith is their stretch-out guy. Now, the hands have been a little inconsistent. You saw him drop one early against Atlanta, but then you saw him cash one in against Minnesota when he cashed one in. So Torrey Smith can give you that home run ability. Man, I hope he's able to finish it, but he's definitely going to get that opportunity to have a big play.
Okay, I'm going to go with Rex Burkett. I think Rex Burkhead comes in. He's a guy like he's just getting healthy again. And we saw early in the year they were really, really using him in a different and unique way. I think he has an opportunity to be a guy that makes the biggest play. All the attention will be on Deion Lewis, and then it goes to James White. Rex Burkhead could kind of sneak in there and maybe pop one for a big gainer on a draw or misdirection play.
Oh, man, a lot of running backs you got to deal with here with all the Patriots. All right, most likely unsung hero, and this is one I teased a little bit earlier. I was going to come back to this. Michael Kendricks. I thought I was going to be alone on that one, and you threw the X factor on him.
I mean, come on.
But he's my unsung hero because he can make a play as a blitzer. He can get a sack, pop the ball out, and coverage, very, very athletic. You've been talking all about these running backs for the Patriots. He can get out and cover them, maybe get his hands on a football. I think if you're looking for a big play, a game-changing play in the Super Bowl, Michael Kendricks is going to be that guy.
Wow, I'm going to go on the other side, and I'm going to say Danny Amendola is going to be the big player. If Rob Gronkowski, I think he'll play, but, you know, he's prone to kind of fall out of games. Danny Amendola is the next guy up. He's the guy that kind of becomes the number one option in the passing game when Gronk is out, works the middle, does some of the Julian Edelman things on those option routes. He is a big-time playmaker for them. You don't really see it in the stats, but whenever Tom Brady needs to play in the passing game that requires someone to get beyond the chains, this is the guy that moves the sticks.
All right, there you go. Nice plug. Let's go to most likely to have the winning score, and I'm going to go ahead and say not only most likely, this player will have the game-winning touchdown.
Game winner.
The game winner in this game.
Calling
it's
going to
be
huh?
Zach Ertz.
Wow.
For the Philadelphia Eagles down in the red zone, making a contested catch to win the ball game. I'm kind of giving away my pick here. Who's going to make the game-winning catch? It's going to be Zach Ertz. Watch the physicality. Right. Get down in the red zone. Be able to box somebody out, make a play. Zach Ertz is going to be the most likely to have the winning score. Okay, he will have the winning score in this game.
Okay, so
who
now,
you got?
Does this mean that he gets it in the fourth quarter, or is this a score that is maybe happens in the third quarter and they just hold on?
Which Patriots Super Bowls aren't won in the fourth quarter?
Oh, I'm just making sure.
They all come down to the fourth quarter. Okay. Every Patriots Super Bowl. This time they're going to be
Zach Ertz
on the wrong side of it with Zach Ertz in the fourth quarter.
Oh, okay, well, I'm going to go on the other side because you always say the Patriots come down in the fourth quarter and they find a way to win it. How about Brandon Cooks? Brandon Cooks on a double move.
Wow.
80-yard bomb.
Whoa, hey now.
Come on, to seal it off, to finish it. Finish it on something spectacular. Brandon Cooks comes over in a trade from the New Orleans Saints. He finds a way to get it done. Then he goes right to Justin to get sized up for the ring.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, I think we kind of – it's anticlimactic now, but we got to pick the game and our score here.
Oh, really?
Go ahead, Mr. New England.
Mr. New England? Yeah, I'm the Patriots homer. Yeah, I'm going with the Patriots. I mean –
You going to give me a score here? You want to throw a score on that thing?
I mean, I don't know. Let's go 28-20.
You want to go 28-20?
28-20.
You like that one? All right, that's fine. I'll go Philadelphia 31-28 on the Zach Ertz 30, touchdown.
31 points?
31 points. You got to score. You got to keep scoring. Do not stop. My friendly advice to the Eagles, if you get up, don't let off the gas.
All gas, no brakes.
Not tap the brakes in this game. So you're going with the Patriots. I'm going with the Eagles. Man, that would be a pretty big upset, though, if the Eagles pulled that off. Nick Foles with the confetti falling. Can you imagine?
Oh, that would be amazing.
Pretty incredible. All right, that's going to do it for the old Super Bowl preview show here. Remember, everybody at home, NFL.com/MTS video and NFL Now. You can find all your Move the Sticks videos there. What about the YouTube channel, Buck? Big fan?
I am a big fan. Make sure you give us a thumbs up.
Yeah, YouTube.com NFL. Yeah, give us a thumbs up. We appreciate those. All right, thanks for checking out Move the Sticks presented by the Ford F-Series. He's Bucky Brooks. I'm Daniel Jeremiah. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for downloading Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. For more, go to NFL.com/podcasts.